It is a historic day in Cuba. Raul Castro's tenure as president is over after he led the country for over a decade. His handpicked successor, Miguel Díaz-Canel, is the new president of the island. This will be the first time in nearly 60 years that Cuba is ruled by someone outside the Castro family. We're joined by NPR international correspondent Carrie Kahn, who is in Havana. Hello, Carrie.
Hi.
So the change is not a surprise, the changing of the guard, but this is a momentous change in a country that's been defined by the Castros. Most Cubans alive today have not known Cuba without a Castro. So how are people reacting to the change today?
Oh, it's difficult when you go talk to Cubans, especially lately. They'll sort of subtly tell you they're not really watching the proceedings that much. They're on live occasionally on state TV. You talk to people and they just are very skeptical. They don't really think anything's going to change.
So I wonder, in fact, what will change under this new president, Miguel Díaz-Canel. As we said, Castro officially stepped down. Miguel Díaz-Canel was handpicked to replace him. He addressed the National Assembly today. What did he say?
He pretty much said all decisions will go through Raul. He said there is no room for negotiation. He said there will not be capitalism in Cuba and there will be continuity with the country's socialistic principles. So he pretty much laid out that all decisions will still go through Raul. Here's a little bit of what he said.
Y al mismo tiempo, para avanzar sin prisa pero sin pausa, salve advertencia del compañero Raul hacia el horizonte, hacia la prosperidad que nos debemos.
What he's saying there is, he's like, we're not walking back from Cuba. Cuba's socialistic future. And he says at the same time, we will advance without speed and also without pause. And that's he's quoting from an often used phrase of Raul Castro's when he initiated economic reforms back in 2011 here. That allowed for some private businesses to open, internet use to come to the island, and a bit of freedom of travel. So it's often used, you know, we're going to go forward, but not too fast, and we're not going to slow down.
I wonder if he's saying that in part. I mean, he's a different generation than Raul Castro. This man is 58. I think he turns 58 tomorrow. Can we trust his words that when he says things are going to continue along the lines they are, especially given that the island is in such dire economic straits, is that likely the way it's going to be?
Well, clearly, Raul Castro held titles here on the island. He was the president. He was the head of the Communist Party. All he did today was give up being the president. And that's the one that has the least power of it. So clearly he's still in charge. So I think we can hold Díaz-Canel to his word that not much is going to change. Although Raul Castro just spoke at the National Assembly, he spoke for a long time. And one of the things that he said, that he is going to step down from the Communist Party in 2021, in 3 years. And he did say, when I am gone, Díaz-Canel will be the head of the Communist Party. So that was kind of interesting.
In the beginning here, you mentioned that Cubans aren't really saying much, apparently don't feel entitled or safe saying anything about this change. So are you privy to anything that anyone has told you behind the scenes?
Well, I think people are very disappointed with the economic situation here in Cuba. It's dire. If you work for the state, which two-thirds of the people in Cuba do, you make about $30 a month. There's no way people can live off that. So what they do is hopefully they get some sort of help from relatives abroad, or they steal from the state and work in some sort of area that they can to sell goods that they've taken from the states, or some sort of petty corruption. That's the only way to make it here, unless you are lucky to be in the private sector. But the private sector is taking a big blow here. About 600,000 people are now in the private sector. But since President Trump reinstated travel restrictions for Americans, American tourists to the island has dropped precipitously. And I talked to a lot of people. This is the low season of tourism, but people are saying the high season felt like the low season. They could really feel something like 50% drop in a tourist to the island.
And by the way, just along those lines, I think a lot of Americans are interested in Cuba and in going there. How hard is it right now to go there directly from the U.S. and to go there legally?
Well, there's lots of flights from the U.S., but you have to go in an organized tour group. You have to satisfy certain categories. So there is travel from the United States, and there is legal travel. It's just not as easy as it was under the Obama administration.
Okay, thank you very much. Speaking to us from Havana, NPR international correspondent Carrie Kahn, thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome.